And a great big good morning for hour two of Rosie on the House. You're tuned in to the only free source of information 3 hours every Saturday morning to do whatever we can. We are guided. We are directed. We have the vision of becoming every Arizona homeowner's best friend by giving you the information you need to protect your home, your house, your castle. That's the objective here at Rosie on the House. Boy, I was out riding horses on Monday out around Pinnacle Peak, Four Peaks. And I want to tell you, with the rain we've got this winter, we are going to have an incredibly blooming, explosive desert this spring, which could mean some serious issues about air quality in your home. Every breath you take. Here it comes. Spring blossoms. Rabbit grass. Boy, that's the one that gets me. Woohoo! Man, tears me up inside and out. You know, the only time that coughing really, really gets under my skin to the point where I become obnoxiously rude is in church. It drives me nuts when the lady or the man in the back pew is losing a lung, you know, and you're there for the message, you're there for the worship, and they're losing their lung on the back pew. It just isn't fair to everybody else. No, and they're in the back, and so they're projecting this cough all the way across everyone's head to the front. Drives me nuts. Crying kids in church drive me nuts, too. You're supposed to pick them up and take them to
the
cry
room. They got cry rooms.
You take them to the cry room, please. I mean, it almost makes me start crying.
Well, you know, this is kind of something when it comes to something you can do natural for your allergies. Something we've started doing is local honey. The bees, yeah. They pollinate, and that honey they produce, it can build up your immune system by eating local honey.
And it has to be local honey.
Mm-hmm. The closer to your home, the better. Crockett's Honey in Tempe, they've got stuff all over.
All over the desert, yeah.
Yeah, but that's as close of honey as you can get.
You know, a lot of people, when they first get to Arizona, complain about the dust levels of the home. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that in Arizona, we leave our windows open a lot. We have shoulder seasons between the summer and the winter that are longer than in a lot of areas. We allow the windows and the doors to be open. At our house, it was always the number of kids in and out the front and back door. I mean, the doors were open constantly, and you just had to learn to live with it. If you're accustomed to living with evap cooling, if you've been a long-term resident of Arizona or live in one of the higher elevations that take evap cooling. Evap cooling, you need to know, does not filter any air. You're basically just getting all of the pollen and allergen-creating pollutants right through the evaporative air. You're getting it cooled, but you're still getting it. I want to tell you that there are ways that we can help you clarify your indoor air quality. But there's something else you need to realize. You can spend $100 billion creating a clean room inside your house that is 100% allergy, or 99.99999 allergen and pollutant free, which is great as long as you never leave your house. So the question is, how clean do we want to get our house? Now, the EPA basically states indoor air quality can be as much as 70% more polluted than the outside air. We seal these houses up tighter than we have in the last 10 to 15 years. We're sealing them up tighter. We're creating indoor pollution just by merely living inside the space. We have a lot of off-gassing going on from the furniture and the finishes
from
furniture. In the
house. Gotcha.
Yeah. Well,
I'm going to use that one.
And Uncle Ned. And Uncle Ned.
That off-gassing furniture.
Yeah. We got in a lot of trouble for that promotion, by the way. Several Neds called me and said, pick another name. But listen, what you're breathing can in the air, it can be textile fibers, it can be grains of pollen, grains of sand, it can be animal hair. Bits of human skin really is one of the number one pollutants inside your house. Dead insects, food crumbs, lint from clothes and bedding. Just walk into your laundry room and flash a flashlight down back behind your dryer. Huh? Yeah, you like that? You like what you see? Huh? It could be soil from your shoes. It could be chemicals. And last but not least, there are little dust mites that live through the breezes and survive on all this stuff that's inside on the air. So if you want to talk about air filtration, stay tuned, because that's what we'll be covering in the next segment. Simple steps you can take to try and eliminate some of the mites, chemicals, microscopic critters that feed on any one of the other items found in your air, dead insects, human skin, animal air, grains of pollen and sand, cookie and other food crumbs, lints from clothing and bedding. You think everyone's tuned out by now? Is anyone still listening? Have I grossed everyone?
No one at the breakfast table.
Hey, we've got open lines. The number's 1-888-767-4348. Any question about anything having to do with your house, home, castle, or cabin, we're going to field your question right now. And through the course of the next 2 hours, we'll be covering the topic of indoor air quality. Let's bring Robert into the conversation. Robert was right on the ball early. He wins the early bird gift of the day. He called in even before the show, garden show hour was out. Let's bring Robert into the conversation, see how we can help him out. My friend, how are you today?
Thank you, Rosie. Very well. I have a question for you concerning replacing old windows with new dual pane windows.
Great.
And trying to figure out the best way to install those new windows and avoid future air seepage anywhere around the perimeter of the frame. We've been told that apparently there's three different methods of install, like Z-bar, collapsing the frame, or full tear out around the window. Which of those methods are the best for long-term, lack of air seepage?
Okay. Robert, you have a wood-framed stucco home?
That is correct.
Okay. Well, you're going to be sorry to hear the best way to do this is going to create some stucco damage.
Okay.
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 Because to do this properly, we need to get in, up, and under the flashing that is when was your house built?
It's 26 years old.
Ooh, it may not even be flashed correctly. 26 years ago, I have to tell you, a lot of homes were built with aluminum frame windows in a foam and acrylic stucco that were framed exactly backwards from the way they should be when it came to the window insulation. What kind of window are in your single pane right now, aluminum frame?
Yes, they're very light window, the sliders with aluminum frame, very, very light single pane.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, and the objective of replacing these probably is several fold. We're going to save some energy when we do it. We're going to create a cleaner home when we do it because there's going to be a lot less filtration blowing through the cracks of those cheap windows. And we're going to eliminate hot and cold zones in front of the glass. I'm going to tell you, when you're shopping for insulated windows, you need to find insulated glass that's separated by no less than a half inch of airspace. 5/8 is better. Some window manufacturers sell what they call insulated glass with an eighth inch of glass, an eighth inch of airspace, and an eighth inch of glass. That is not an effective insulated window. You need at least a half inch between the two panes of glass. I'm going to tell you, you ought to take a look at some tinting, solar gray, solar tint. Doesn't seriously diminish the light coming in through the house, but it does do a lot for reflecting the heat gain of the house. I would encourage you to not look at aluminum frame windows. Aluminum frame is essentially a heat radiator. And if you take a thermal imaging gun in the middle of the summer and thermal the glass and thermal the aluminum frame, you'll find that that pane actually is radiating heat inside your house well above 100, 110 degrees. You know that because if you go around on the outside, you can barely touch the frame itself. We are a big believer. We believe that one window everyone should be looking at is the Pella fiberglass window. Romy installed it in the house he built. It is a very effective price point. It doesn't progress. It doesn't translate. It doesn't transmit the heat from the outside to the inside. It's got the insulating air gap that it requires. It's got great sealing characteristics when the window is closed, eliminating the dust and the seepage. If I were you, Robert, I'd take a good look at that. Now what we need to talk about, regardless what window you pick, you need to cut the stucco about 6 inches out from the frame all the way around. Then you need to look at any of the window manufacturer's specifications for flashing that. It's a bitumen product that goes on the horizontal jambs and the windowsill. The window goes in, and then the bitumen product goes on top of the flange on top of the window. That's the only way to ensure non-water infiltration in a good window installation. Robert, if that's too hard to pick up, I can tell you most window manufacturers have that in their installation literature. If you're stumped, get in touch with me at rosieonthehouse.com, and I'll simply fax you over a little sketch of the right way to do it. So there it is. Mean stucco repair. That's to do it right. That's your biggest dilemma, Robert.
Our engineer back in our studio, Mike Reich, is a former Pella window sales and installman. And he just said, you know, remember when you're talking about this, you're going to lose about 4 to 6 inches of window space. Those small aluminum frames from 26, 30 years ago, you know, when you get into the dual pane and they need bigger frames. And so your window size shrinks a little bit in glass.
Yeah,
so
you do.
Remember that for your views.
Visually, you have to remember that. But for the increased money you're going to save on your energy bill and the increased comfort you've got inside your house, it's going to be worth it. Robert, we appreciate the call. Thanks a million. When we get back, we'll be talking to Marcia in Tucson and Michelle in Phoenix, as well as you.